Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. Hello, hello there, Fun and Games family. It is good to be with you on this Wednesday. I hope you all are having a great morning, a great day. If you live in a frozen tundra like myself, I hope you're staying warm. We have been getting snow and just freezing weather for quite some time. And I know a lot of people have been hit with this. If you live somewhere a little bit colder, they typically get snow. And even down south, like my parents who live in El Paso, it's been cold down there too. So it has been a little bit chilly. I hope everybody's staying warm, staying optimistic. I know whenever it is wintertime like this and cold and dreary and just ice on the streets, it can get very intimidating and daunting to want to really do anything. I find my motivation is lacking. It is dropping. It's falling off the face of the planet, but I'm still trying my best and not making excuses. I will say having accountability and going with somebody has really been helping me. So Darian and I have been able to go to the gym for a few weeks now together, which has been so much fun. As you guys heard on the episode with Darian, I feel like it has been years since we've been able to do that, and it has just like sparked a fun new thing for us that we used to do all the time together, but now that we get to do again. So that has truly been the highlight and the fun and gain for this week, is just being able to actually spend more time with Darian, crush some workouts together for old time's sake. And if you don't have anyone to work out with, it's time to dig deep and to just get there anyways. I mean, I don't always get to work out with Darian, and those are the days that it is typically harder for me to still show up, but I always feel so much better and just staying consistent through these winter months when we know that our motivation and our drive to do everything can dwindle because it's just so cold outside. I don't know what it is. It's darker. Like, I just, it's just not for me. I don't want to wake up. I don't want to get out of bed. I want to stay in my fuzzy blanket. Like, I have a blanket underneath my comforter that I always sleep with because it just, I have to be warm and I want to be very cuddly and snuggly. So we're going to try our best, stay consistent through these cold months. We can do it. We're here together and it's going to be awesome. If we're going to talk about motivation, I feel like this is a perfect leeway into today's podcast guest, the Chris Huey. I am so excited to have her on the podcast. I've been wanting to have her on for quite some time. I am inspired by her love of life. She is somebody who is very fun. She's outdoorsy. She likes to just get outside and get active. She recently ran and completed a marathon, which I am extremely excited to talk about. And I thought that this would be a fun way to have somebody and a special guest on the podcast be able to talk about marathon training, talk about running, talk about trying to get into running if that's something that you've been maybe wanting to for this year. I know I predominantly love to lift and I'm in the gym, but I love being able to talk to a lot of different people who have different training styles to kind of tap into what is that starter pack? What is that going to look like for you to start running? Get some inspiration, some motivation. When I move to a warmer climate, I definitely want to get outside and run and just have that be one of those habits and fun things that I do regularly. It's something that I'm really looking forward to. So I was so excited and inspired during this chat. I was like, I'm ready to go outside right now. Let me put my snow boots on and just start running. No, it can't be me yet. But pretty soon, I really want to just enjoy that. And this episode is just really fun and lighthearted. So I hope you love it. I hope you take something amazing from it. And everybody, go wish Chris a happy birthday. Her at sign is San Francisco. show her some love, wish her happy birthday. She recorded this on her birthday, which I did not know going into this. You will hear. So without further ado, let's welcome Chris to the podcast. I am so excited to have today's special guest with us. She's going to share so much about her most recent marathon she just ran. We're excited. We're going to welcome Chris to the podcast.
Hello, guys. My name is Chris Huey. Should I go about my intro?
Yeah, go about introduce okay. yourself. Let everybody know who you are.
Okay, well, first off, thank you for having me on the podcast. I feel like this is like my first podcast appearance. Ooh. I don't really do podcasts. It's nerve-wracking to me. But yeah. What better podcast to be on than Fun and Games?
You're so nice. Yeah, you're the first guest of season three. So welcome.
How many episodes? You've had two so far. Right?
Yeah, I think two, maybe three. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I'm honored too. All right. So I am born and raised in San Francisco. I still live here. I'm 26 years old. It's actually my birthday today.
Chris, we're hanging up. Goodbye, no. Girl. You woke up early on your birthday to this podcast, Chris.
No, I've been up anyway. It's fine. And like, no. Oh my God. I have plans later tonight with my family, but today's just a normal day. Like, I'm going to the gym with my mom and like, you know, I'm working in the morning. And I thought it would just be fun. Why not?
Okay. I feel like a bad friend now that I didn't even know today was your birthday and I offered this day. No, I guess you did pick. I gave you a couple options.
Exactly.
And you did pick. Oh my gosh. I'm sending you a birthday gift. I feel horrible. Stop. I'm just so honored.
God. You don't have to. No.
Everybody, if you're listening, spam Chris's account, Sam Friend Crisco, and tell her happy belated birthday. My God.
No, I feel like it just ties in well with the topic of today too, because that's like a reason why I wanted to do it. But anyway, where was I? Yeah, I'm from the Bay Area. I have lived here my whole life, except for the 4 years when I went to college in San Jose State, and San Jose is like 40 minutes from home. So I've really just been in NorCal my whole life. In college, I continued playing volleyball, club volleyball for the team. And that's also when I sort of tapped into my fitness journey. I started my senior year of high school, but I continued lifting, playing volleyball throughout college. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of like the main focus of all my social media platforms. Oh, I guess I should mention, I do content creation full time, which is like crazy for me to even think about. I don't know. And I still don't believe it, to be honest. But yeah, after graduating college during COVID, that was kind of like my time to just go full force into content creation, because like the job market was obviously down and like it was the peak of COVID. So I just took that as a sign to just transition from college content to fitness content. So I think that's kind of where I'm at now.
That's so cool. Did you initially start your social media then while you were in college, and then it was gearing up enough that you're like, let me just try this. There's not really any jobs right now during the pandemic.
Yeah. So okay. I started literally the summer before I started college, and it was just as a fun thing. Like I went to Coachella that year and I was traveling in the summer. So I was just making these fun little travel vlogs. And then when I got into college, I made the typical move-in day vlog, college week in my life, like dorm room tour. And that kind of picked up. At that time, it was like the college YouTubers were just, that was the thing. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love watching those videos. And I love watching your videos too. You do such an amazing job. I love all of your content so much.
Thank you. No, I love yours. And I feel like you do such a good job of balancing all the platforms. Like, I feel like I don't put as much, like you go across the board, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. I feel like that's just so much to tackle. For me, it's okay, Instagram and YouTube. TikTok, it's like its own beast.
You're like stuck on TikTok. You're like, bye. No, I kind of have that relationship. It's a love hate. It is a lot. It is tough, but YouTube, like, secretly is my favorite. And the podcast. Because really? You can just talk. I feel like
the podcast. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I feel like I can just be myself though with long form content. And I feel like when it's a 15-second video, I'm like, how do people really get to actually know who I am? Like,
Yeah, it
I'm
just feels
actually
like so
really
much
fun.
pressure.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah.
like you have to get them hooked in like the first second, or else they
Yeah.
scroll away and then they'll never know, who you are or what you do. And
Yeah. Or
so.
take things out of context, where if it's like, oh, you just hear the whole thought instead of like a 10-second clip, you actually understand everything so much more. So, yeah, love YouTube. Love it all. So, you started doing volleyball, and I remember you're really good. Obviously, you like post stuff. Even now, you'll play like beach volleyball. You're always going to find a
Not
place
beach
to go
volleyball, beach
play.
like grass volleyball
Yeah.
sometimes, and then I play with like an adult team in the summer. But yeah, I'm just really glad that I still get to play pretty competitively
Good.
after college, because I feel like that's like with a lot of team sports, you don't really get that unless you find like some adult league in your city or something. But yeah, it was such a big part of my life, so I'm glad that I get to continue it.
I am too. And I really wanted to have you on the podcast because you just ran a marathon.
I
Congratulations.
did. Thank you. My first ever marathon.
Yeah, no, seriously, such a huge accomplishment. I am baffled. I definitely want to, I need to start with like a 5K and work my way up. But of course, like that would be cool to be able to do. We're going to dive into all of that, but I feel like it is so important. I predominantly love lifting. So I always want people to be able to hear lots of different ways of training and just different ways to move where it's a new year. If they want to try something out, hopefully this can help them. If they've been like, you know what, I've been wanting to do a marathon or even something smaller, like a 5K or a 10K, getting into it. I feel like this is going to be so helpful for everyone, especially because you're an expert. You just did it. And you're such a cute like girl who runs. I
Oh,
love it
thank
so much.
you.
So I'm very excited to talk all things about your marathon, but how do you feel? That's what I want to know first. Having done it, how do you feel?
Oh man, that's a loaded question. So it's the Thursday after. So I ran it this past Sunday, and it's Thursday now, so it's like in 4 days. I don't know. I feel obviously really proud that I accomplished that, because it's been like 16 weeks of training in the
Oh
making.
my gosh.
So I'm super proud, and like it really did go so well, like better than I even expected.
Good.
But a part of me is like feeling kind of empty. Like the post-race blues are very, very real.
Yeah.
And I think that goes with like anything in life. Like after you do something or some big event happens, you just feel like a sense of, oh, I feel empty. What's my purpose now? It's kind of like I don't know what to do with myself anymore.
I'm just agreeing with you. It's so true. When you finally reached and hit a certain goal, you're like, well, what am I supposed to do now? You told
It's just, I think it's definitely a temporary thing. It's just for this week, because the last 4 months have been literally, my mind has just been so set on marathon training. So running, and then also, mixing that with lifting too. But everything that I did was for my marathon. Like everything I ate, everything I, like all the time I spent stretching, recovering, like it was for just one race. So now I just have to sort of get back into normal mode, and yeah.
what is your training going to look like now that you've done a marathon? Do you have another race planned?
As of right now, no, but I just really want to get back into the gym and, get back on a 4 or 5 day split, because I do feel like I lost a bit of strength in the gym. Because if I was during training, I wasn't able to lift as heavy because I didn't want to be super sore for my runs. I obviously was still getting into the gym just to maintain muscle, and just it just goes hand in hand. I feel
Yeah.
like strength training really does improve running, and vice versa. But yeah, I just want to get back into being a gym girl. I feel like I kind of
Oh,
lost that part of myself.
that'll be fun. I'm so curious. What does your training look like building up to a marathon? So, the past 4 months, what have you been doing? What does that look like?
So I had no, when I first signed up for my marathon, I didn't have any sort of direction. I was like, ooh, I don't know how to go about this. But I literally just Googled sub-4 hour marathon, which is like to complete a marathon in under 4 hours, like training plan for that. And the first thing that popped up was this article from a Runner's World, I think. And it was this blog post basically that had everything written out for you, like 16 weeks worth of workouts, Monday through Sunday. So your workouts, your long runs, I'm sorry, not workouts, just the running part. So your long run, your short runs, your interval, tempo runs, whatever. So I basically just followed that to a T.
Yeah.
Not exactly, like I obviously skip some days or like tweak things here and there, but I use that as my foundation and then just added my own strength training, my own whatever other workouts I was doing, Pilates, stretching, yoga, and yeah, that's kind of that's how I did it. Just literally Googled something and it worked.
Yeah. What was the longest run you had been on before you started training for your marathon? And what made you want to even do a marathon?
Yeah. Okay. The longest run I had ever done was a half marathon, so
Okay.
13.1 miles.
Good
So I've
night.
done like I did my first half marathon. I think it was during COVID. It was like a virtual half marathon that I signed up for, and I just did it by myself at 7 a.m. in San Francisco. And
Oh.
I actually had a medal shipped to me afterwards for completing it, which was cool. But
Oh, good.
I think there was always a part of me that knew I wanted to do one. In previous years, I've done sort of running challenges before. Like I did my half marathon, and then for my 24th birthday 2 years ago, I did run 24 miles in 24 hours for my 24th birthday.
Oh,
So
cool.
within like a 24-hour period, I ran 24 miles, but I kind of split it up. So I did like 13 miles, and then I did 6 miles, and then I finished it with however many miles left. So that was like the first sort of big running challenge that I did. And then I figured it just made sense to do 26 miles for my 26th birthday.
Oh, now I see. 'Cause
Yeah.
you're like, there's a
Yeah.
certain reason I wanted to do it. So, oh, that's cool.
So I did it
Okay.
right in time.
Yep.
And yeah. But also, I think another like pushing factor for me was also in during Lift LA. I don't know if you had a chance to like actually do a lot of the stuff that was around, because they have so many different classes and speakers and like so many fun things happening at Gymshark's Lift LA event, which was back in August, I think. Yeah. So my boyfriend and I, we had some downtime, so we just sat in on one of the speakers, and it was Cody Ko, and he spoke on his experience of doing his first Ironman, which, if you're familiar with Ironman, it's like a 2 mile swim and like a however many mile long bike ride, and then a literal marathon after all of that. And he just talked on his whole experience doing that. And I think I spoke to a couple other like hybrid athletes or Gymshark athletes, and they talked on their experience running these longer distances. And I was like, shoot, I feel like I could do this. Like I want to prove something to myself that I can do something hard. And so literally 2 weeks after, I think, yeah, my boyfriend literally signed us up for this marathon. And so we did it together.
Yeah, I think honestly, I feel like being able to do something like that says so much about your mindset. 'Cause I'm just thinking, even trying to run 24 miles in 24 hours, like, where does your mind go during all of those runs and the type of mental battles? 'Cause I'll be in the gym and I'll be like at rep, six, and I'm trying to go to eight, and I'm like, that's it, I'm done. And that's 30 seconds of an exercise, if even that. And I feel like the mental toughness it takes to do these type of races is no easy feat. It is so inspiring. And I would love to get a peek into what your mindset is on these runs. Like, how do you break through the barrier of a sub four? Well, first of all, did you reach your goal of running a sub 4 hour marathon?
I did just barely though. Like
That's all that matters. Are you
I
kidding
know.
me?
I got 3 hours, 57 minutes and 20 seconds. Or wait, what
My
was it? Three
gosh,
hour 3:57:20, whatever.
that's
Yeah. So I had
amazing.
like 2.5 minutes to spare. Like if I had stopped for the bathroom at any point, if I'd stopped an ex like a couple minutes too long at a fuel station, like
You did it. I am
Yeah.
so. What were your? I have so many questions. I want to know like what your pace time was. Is it like a, what does that equal out to? Like, do you know what any of your pace was for any mile or what like
I'm
average?
forgetting off the top of my head. I think it might have been like 9:08 3 or
Oh my
something,
gosh.
903.
So that's insane. It's still 4 hours of you running pretty much nonstop. So mentally, what do you tell yourself or to push through that? Or what kind of work have you had to do to be able to literally run for that long?
I mean, I would just say the music helps a lot.
Okay.
Like, it keeps my mind busy. During training, I listen to a lot of music, a lot of SoundCloud mixes. So, like, just hour-long mixes that just kind of fade into the next song and drop after drop. So I don't have to think about, what song is next. I just let it play. I treat it like a DJ set. Like, I'm at a concert. I'm just like for an hour, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So that helped a lot. I actually did listen to a bunch of podcasts as well. I feel like that on certain runs, podcasts were fitting. On certain runs, music's more fitting. Just to keep my mind busy. But I also did train without any sort of music just to see if I can, maintain that mental clarity or if I could just think about whatever. And I feel like that also helps because you can't always rely on like external things to keep you entertained. Sometimes you just have to tap into yourself and like keep yourself locked in. So,
Man.
yeah. And I mean, it's tough. Like 4 hours straight of running is insane. I did find myself getting kind of not bored, but just like, oh, I just wanted it to be over already.
Yeah. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP. com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank grill today. That's spelled Schwank, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank grill. What is the longest mileage that you ran before that race? Like when you're training for a marathon. I'm like so curious of honestly what your week to week looks like building up to be able to run. Is it 20? I'm not trying to short a marathon. Is it 26.1 or something?
Full marathon is
Yeah.
26.2. Yeah.
0.2. Okay. Oh man, that
Yep. You can't forget
I
the point.
cannot. I the
Oh my God,
point
the last
two.
point, the point two, it actually killed me. Like I saw
Okay.
that 26-mile marker and the point two felt like 5 miles.
Forever.
I was like, where is the finish
Yeah, you're like,
line?
please, I'm almost there. Oh my gosh,
Yeah.
crazy.
But yeah, during training, obviously your mileage kind of builds up week after week, and it gets to like a peak week where you have your most miles in a certain week. I don't remember what it was exactly, but my longest run of training was 22 miles.
Okay.
And then after you hit that, you kind of start to taper, and then you're just allowing your body to rest, recover before the actual race day. So yeah, 22 was the longest run, which is kind of scary because you go into the marathon not knowing if you can even do 26. You just kind of have
Yes.
to trust that you're capable. But I think the adrenaline really does help you push through those last 4 miles or so.
That's insane. The last 4 miles, no big deal. That's
I
insane.
know. I know.
That would be my hard part is like you've never fully done it. And I always hear people like, oh yeah, you don't really run a full marathon before the actual race. You just build up. And I'm like, you've got to just have some kind of grit to push through. And that's what you're
Yeah.
saying. Some good music.
Exactly. My training plan actually had 21 as my longest run. But
Okay.
on that day, I was like, no, I wanted to do 22 because I just want to feel a little bit extra security. Like, I'm just 1 mile closer to my goal.
Yeah.
That was just something personally that I felt like I had to do, or else, yeah,
Okay. You okay,
just have
so
a little more
mentally
confidence.
what I'm hearing is you were so determined, you this hardly fazed you of running a marathon. Is because
No.
maybe it's because I am just not as big of a runner. I think no, I've done a 10 miler before. Like I used to do the Spartan races where it's like run, obstacle, run, obstacle.
Oh, that's so fun.
Kill
Okay.
kicked my butt. Well, first of all, I've done two. The first one, I just did not run enough. I think the most I'd run was 3 miles and it was a 10 miler.
That's
Bad,
crazy.
bad.
So crazy.
I had to walk for quite a bit of that one. The shorter Spartan race is 3 miles or something. Like I can sprint that one. Like that was easy. I was like, oh, I'll be able to do the 10 miler. No, I was very wrong and very, very humbled. But the second race I did, I was, let's see, I ran it in February and I had Vinny in November. So I was
Oh my God,
maybe
bounce back
12 weeks postpartum.
quick.
No, not a bounce back. No.
Oh, a slight
A
dribble,
walk back, a dribble.
like
Absolutely not.
a
I don't know what I have no idea what possessed me to think I would be able to do something like that. I did it. I mean, I finished, but no, I was hurt. I was
Yeah,
hurting.
but the fact that you had the courage to sign up
I guess
and
that's
just go
true.
for it, I feel like that's something that that stops a lot of people from doing things like this. You just gotta, yeah,
Wow,
sign
thank
yourself
you.
up, and then you have no choice but to start training for it and to just do
Exactly.
it.
Exactly. There you go. You're locked in. You've paid.
Yeah.
You've got to go. You've got to go now. Yeah.
I think we did. I think my boyfriend did buy like some sort of insurance where, like, if for any reason you had to,
Yeah.
like, not, if you couldn't do the race, you would be able to get your money back. I think it was like a $20 deposit or something.
Yeah.
I think he was debating if he should get that. I don't know if we actually
He's
did
like,
or
do I want to do this or am I going to back out? No. Knowing
not.
both of you guys just live and breathe running. Like during the Lift LA event, just like you were saying, we were always like, where's Chris? Both of you were just out for your morning runs. Like before, I'm like, you guys, go and get him. You guys are killing it. I love to see it.
It's just one of those things that, like, wherever you go, it's pretty easy to do as long as you have your running shoes and you have some workout clothes. Like, you can just go out and go find a route near you. I mean, as long as it's safe. But we were in LA by Marina Del Rey. Like, how could
Oh,
you
yeah.
not want to run by the beach, you
It's so
know?
inspiring because it's so true. You don't need anything to run. You can just go outside. Unless you're living a
Oh well,
cold
yeah, actually,
wasteland.
so yeah,
That's
exactly. So no, that's why I feel
so
so
bad.
lucky that I'm in the Bay Area because we don't get weather like that. So I can literally, I mean, the
Yeah.
last long run I did before training, I was out in a sports bra and shorts, and it's
My God.
December, January. Very blessed in that sense.
Very
California, you
blessed.
can't beat it.
No,
But
you actually can't. I stand California through and through. I love it. I'm a little more of a Southern Cal, but I'm actually going to come to NorCal soon. My brother lives in San
Oh.
Fran, so I will text you. That'd be fun to meet up when I'm there.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's do it.
Maybe do a jog. Do a
We could
jog
do
and some
that.
brunch. Yeah?
That's
Yeah, would that be fun?
very SF. Yes.
We have to. Okay. And we'll do a cool run where you end on a scenic view. So it's like, oh, check,
Yes,
check.
I have one in mind. Right in the
Okay.
marina would be perfect.
All right. Well, stay
Just let
tuned.
me
Yeah,
know.
I will. That would be cool. If someone's trying to get into their fitness routine or into something, I think that's a great entry level. Get a good playlist going. Get some good shoes. Even if you just start with walking, run, walk, over time you build it up.
Yeah, and I feel like you know how everyone loves a hot girl walk right
So
now. You
true.
kind of just have to romanticize your runs, like hot girl run. Just treat it like
Yeah.
that. And like it really is such a good way to get outside, explore your area or explore a new area. And I mean if yeah, it's just I don't really know. I know it can be intimidating for people. But you literally just go out there. You can do 1 mile or just go for like a set amount of time or just pre-plan a route in your head that you want to do and just start with that. Like you don't have to do something crazy right from the jump. 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathon, like just test the waters first. But
Yeah.
I promise you, like it'll be something. Running is just, I think it really, I don't want to be dramatic, change my life, but like it's such a fun part of my fitness now and it keeps me excited,
It does.
for
I
sure.
feel like I get the best endorphins after a run or any type of cardio. There's just something
Like sprints on the
freeing.
treadmill or
Oh,
something.
see, I'm a
Yeah, I
sprinter
know
through
you're
that.
yeah.
I'm a sprinter, I'm a hurdler, I'm a triple jumper. Long distance, no. The most I ever
Awesome.
had to do was an 800, and I did so poorly they pulled me out of the event and then they put me back on all the sprints.
Wait, did you do high school track?
Not a
Or okay.
yeah, just high school. I wish college,
Okay,
wouldn't that
cool.
be fun? Ugh, be so fun.
I wish I had done track in high school. I did track in middle school, but I'm like wondering like where would I be as a runner if I did track in high school?
I don't know.
But I think balancing two sports is hard. It was I
Oh,
couldn't do
yeah.
cross country because that was the same time as volleyball. And then
Yep.
during track season, I was playing club volleyball, so I just didn't really have time for that.
Okay, volleyball is great. Volleyball is
It's
so great.
great.
And now you're
It's
getting
fun,
into
but
running, so see? See?
yeah, I
It
love
worked
running
out.
though because it's an individual sport where
Yeah.
I don't have to like, you know, volleyball, I need
A
11
team
other
to,
people
yeah, that's
to
true.
play with. Yeah.
I think that's what was cool about track and learning, finding my love to run is it is so individual. It is you in your own head and your own mindset. What are you personally going to tell yourself to push through those times when you want to give up, when you want to stop? How do you overcome that? And I feel like as adults, I'm always searching for that. Sometimes I'm like,
Yeah.
you get so complacent and it's so nice to be able to have some kind of sport or some kind of exercise or a place that you can go to push yourself further. I love that. So
Yeah.
running is
And you do
a
that in the
good.
gym. You be pushing for those
Yeah, no,
PRs.
for sure.
And I that's something that I want to do this year. Like literally every year I'm like, I want to be able to bench one plate or squat two plates.
I
And
saw that video of yours. I'm dying.
No, that's literally so
I
true though. Like
agree.
I look back on all my resolutions, I have that written out. But then it's like I have those two things written out, but then I also have like, oh, run a marathon written out.
Yeah.
So it's like I feel you kind of have to pick and choose. Like it's really hard to push for those kind of PRs in the gym when you're also training for a marathon.
Yeah,
So I
no,
feel like
it's I wouldn't say impossible, but you'd have
yeah,
to
not
like be
impossible.
on something to be able to do both. Because
Yeah.
strength is so freaking difficult. You have
I
to
know.
have enough energy and it just takes time. And you know, you can really only test certain lifts once a week. So like each week
Yeah.
you really got to be locked in. It's cool. I love both. And we can do both. We can be
Yeah.
creative with both, for sure.
I want to be able to push for those PRs, but a lot of times I am working out alone in the gym, so it's like scary because
Yeah,
I
no.
need a spot, you know?
Yeah, and bench you have to have a spot. Squat, you
Yeah,
can get
it's
away with
dangerous.
it 'cause if you have the safety bars, you just have to learn how to bail properly, but
Yeah.
benching, nope. You have to have a spot. I learned
I
that the
know.
hard way. I got stuck and I had to like crank my
Oh.
neck back and I was like, help. Like I was like shouting and like finally someone came over and
Oh my
picked
God.
it
Wait,
up.
did you have the what are those called? The clips
Clips
on?
on. Oh, for sure. Yeah. So I couldn't like,
Oh, okay. Oh, shoot.
you know, do that. I was just like, help. Like waiting
Oh,
for
my
some.
worst fear. No.
It happened and it was okay, you know? I did
Yeah.
like look
You
around. I was
survived.
like, if I don't make this, there's somebody at least within earshot that will hear me and my cry for help if I scream loud enough over their headphones. So
Oh my God,
It's okay.
embarrassing gym stories. Ooh.
We love it. We all have them. We all have them.
Oh, I do. Oh
Yeah.
man, recently I was doing one of my interval workouts, my tempo run on the treadmill, and it's just easier to do on the treadmill because it's like, basically you can like adjust the incline or adjust the speed and have it be very accurate. But yeah, I was on the treadmill and it was a pretty long run to be on a treadmill for, like 7 miles almost.
Oh
So during
gosh.
like part of that run, I just kind of zoned out and I was like, staring off in the distance and I fell
No.
on the treadmill. I just like
No.
dropped to my knees. It shot me back. I scraped my knee, scuffed my
Oh.
shoe, scraped my palm. And like, I don't think anyone's, I think people saw when
Oh.
I fell, but as soon as I looked up, no one was looking anymore. So I think they like felt embarrassed for me and just looked away, which, yeah, it
Oh my
hurt.
gosh.
It
Oh,
hurt
it hurts your
physically.
body and
And
your pride.
then I got back up and I was like, it's
Yeah.
fine. Act like it didn't happen.
Exactly. Man, I'm glad you didn't get hurt because you could have like
Yeah.
twisted your ankle or something. Like, thank
Oh my
goodness.
gosh.
My
That
gosh.
was my fear of all of marathon training. It was like just getting hurt for some
Oh.
crazy reason. Yeah, that would have
Yes.
been disheartening for sure.
Like all your hard work, now you're like thrown out the window. All
Thrown
right,
out the window.
about the marathon, something that I want to know. Okay, what kind of gear do you use? Like, are you an Oakley sunglasses girl? What's in the marathon pouch? What are the gummies? Do you have certain drinks? Like, I'm so invested because like your favorite shoes. Like, what is the runner girl starter pack? And then I also want to hear like your favorites.
Yeah.
What's your
Okay.
experience, you know? Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, so I feel like all of marathon training was me sort of just test running all these things until I found like exactly what works for me and like what I'm comfortable in. And yeah, so at the beginning, I had like one pair of Brooks that I had been running on for like 2 or 3 years. And at this point, they already had like 300 something miles, 400 maybe. So what they say is that you should be sort of getting new running shoes every, I don't know what the number is, maybe 300 to 400 miles.
Okay.
Just so that, they perform at their highest level. I don't know. Something like that.
Wait,
I'm
so
still a
you
newbie, guys. I'm not an expert.
wait, but that's cute. So you re like retire your shoes. You're like, "Oh, you have
Yeah,
300 miles."
exactly.
Like, "Oh, that's
Yeah.
cute." Okay, that's cute.
You don't necessarily have to. Like, if you're just
Yeah.
like a casual runner, obviously it's fine. But I did notice with my shoes that I've been running on for a few years, like it was starting to hurt my knees a little. And so I was like, okay, maybe I need to invest in a new pair, maybe something with more cushion. And so, yeah, I found Saucony's. I feel like Saucony's are my favorite shoe. I think it's very different per person, though. So I think the best thing would be to find a running shoe store near you and get fitted for something. Try on different shoes first because it's a commitment. Running shoes are not cheap. But yeah, I do like Saucony's. Oakley Sunglass Girl. Oh my gosh, I wish. I tried on pairs at Sunglass Hut and I was like, oh my God, these look sick. I want to be this kind of girl. But they're really expensive. So maybe in the future I will invest in a pair because I feel like maybe they do make you go faster. I don't know. But I bought like a couple of pair of sunglasses that I tried for some runs, but I actually don't really like having something on my face. I prefer to just wear a cap and be covered or protected by the sun in that way. So I love a running cap. I really like the ponytail caps from Gymshark. Gymshark has been like, they keep me geared up. They keep us geared up for everything. So
That's true.
ponytail cap from Gymshark. I love the 2-in-1 shorts. I feel like that's not a big favorite amongst a lot of people, but for running, I think it's great because it has like a dual layer action. So there's like a spandexy layer and then the flowy layer. So you're covered. You don't have to worry about the wind or anything. I always wear my little running belt, which I got off of Amazon. It's from the brand Spy. It's called the Spy Belt. Small personal item belt. That's what it stands for.
Oh.
And it's just like a slinky material and it fits just enough for like my phone. I always carry Aquaphor because my lips get chapped during runs. I
Yeah.
can I put like
Like after
whatever
2 hours
cool.
of running, of course, your lips are going to get chapped. I can't
It's
go
so
30
bad.
minutes
Like
without it. Of course, you're going to
I
need it.
can't. Oh my God. On runs that like I
Love
forget my
that.
chapstick, they're so miserable. I'm like
Oh.
trying not to lick my lips or
Because you
whatever.
got the
But
wind. You're going so fast, Chris. You're just like, ugh. The lips are, come on, man. Just
I'm
kidding.
not that speedy, I swear.
You are.
And then I always, for my longer runs, I always like to carry a little bit of fuel. So a lot of runners like to eat these gels, which are just like, I don't even know what to compare it to, like a jam that's in a packet and you rip it open, like a ketchup packet almost, and you squeeze it into your mouth. Come in
Okay,
different
cool.
flavors. There's fruity ones, there's more sweet ones like salted caramel or dessert
Oh.
flavors. Yeah, they're fun. I actually really like all the flavors that I trained with, but some people are very specific about what brand of gels that they use. I'm not very picky with that.
Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you into the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere, and it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty-free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much. I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OseaMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. Wait, what's it called when you're like, oh, superstitious? Are you superstitious when it comes to race days? Because like certain people, like you have to have your certain gels because it's like a mind psych, like, oh, I haven't done this before. Am I going to be able to do it? You've got to, clock your timing of your gels or something. Are you like that?
And well, for that, it's not so much being superstitious, it's just like it's like a routine sort of thing, because
Yeah.
I practice my fueling. I practice my fueling schedule during all my long runs. So like usually you take a gel every 45 minutes or like every 5 miles or so, and you just continue that throughout the run so you can sustain your energy.
Oh, okay.
But in terms of superstitions, I am that way with certain things. I think in life in general, it's kind of like it's giving a little bit of OCD, whatever. Like you have to, like I have to put on my left sock and then my right sock and then my left shoe, my right
Yeah,
shoe.
that's what
Like
I'm
that's
talking
one
about.
thing.
Yeah. Like have them
Yeah.
perfectly tied, like you
Kind
might have to
of.
retie them 10 times. It's not weird. It's like maybe
Yeah.
that is rude. Maybe that's something that's just that I do that I thought of. I totally side tangent, but I'm like, you just think about those things.
No,
So
but
dumb.
I mean,
So dumb.
yeah, there are so many things in my pre-run routine that like I have to do or else I feel like I won't have a good run. Like I have to
Yes.
have
Okay.
my peanut butter banana toast before a long run, or like my Kodiak cake, well, my Kodiak cake pancakes. Those were my go-to too. Like I had to have those or else I wouldn't have a good run, or I had to have my coffee to make sure I poop.
Yes.
Because if I
Yes.
go into my run and I haven't had those things or I haven't done those things, it's gonna go downhill.
That's so true. Okay.
So
So cool.
I had
There
to
is
practice that a lot.
a that's your pre-run routine. Oh, do you log any of your runs like on an app or anything? Or is it you just print it off the example from the blog post and that's exactly what you how you tracked that?
Yeah, so I took whatever workouts were in that blog post and made my own sort of Google Doc. And on that doc, it was like the days of the week. And then I put two columns next to it. So one column was filled with all the running workouts. And then the second column was for me to input any additional workouts that I did. Like if I did a strength training workout, I would write exactly the workout that I did, exactly like the whole, like I did back squats and then I did RDLs, and like I have it all written out. Like it was so fun for
Oh.
me to go throughout training. Like I'll show you. I know this is just video, but like
Oh, that's cute.
It was
Oh
just so
my
fun to
gosh,
just
that's a lot
input
of work.
everything. And
Yeah.
now I can look back and be like, oh my God, I did all that, whatever. But yeah, I had that. And then I also track all my runs on Strava, which I think is a really popular,
Strava. I'm writing that
Strava
down.
is a, yeah, Strava is a popular app for runners. I think a lot of people like Nike Run Club as well. But Strava feels like a social media for runners. Like after you finish your run, you can upload it and you can add your picture, you can add your title, description, you can put like what shoes you wore. So then that actually tracks the miles and then it'll tell you like how many miles you have on that certain shoe. Pretty cool.
Wait, I'm geeking out. Okay, I'm definitely gonna do that. I can't start being a runner girly yet, but when we move to undisclosed location, I am fully entering my running mode, and I am
It.
so excited because I like to run outdoors, not on a
Yeah.
treadmill. You know, it's tough for
Yeah,
me.
treadmills are tough for
They're
sure.
tough. Yeah.
Oh, excited.
I
Oh, I'm
know.
excited for that era of Brit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. If somebody listening was wanting to enter their runner girl area or run a marathon, is there any advice you would give them on how to start?
think just taking that leap and signing yourself up, that's a good first start because once you're signed up, it's kind of like you're locked in. But it's crazy because at the very start of my marathon training, I was, or okay, no, actually, I'll back it up. I would say 2 years ago, or was it 1 year ago? Anyway, it was a while back, but I was on this run and I was just doing like one loop around my usual lake route, and it's like 4 miles. And I ran into this girl who watches my videos and she stops me and she was like, oh my God, like I love your videos, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh yeah, I'm on mile 8 of my run. And I looked at her, I was like, oh my God, I could never, like, and she looked so, flawless. She wasn't out of breath or anything.
Not even
And I was like, oh,
fazed.
that couldn't, I was like, that could never be me. But if you give yourself time and you put in the effort to whatever it is you want to do, you can literally become that person who you thought could never be you. And I mean, I never thought that I could actually do a marathon in the time I did. But 16 weeks later of dedicating my training to that, it happened. I don't know how else to like describe it, but like you literally have the power to do anything you want if you just put the time into it. You just have to like just get in your mind that you are that person. Even if you don't feel like it yet, like you are and you can be and you will be. Like manifestation, I guess.
100%. And I love that. That is so inspiring because it is so true. I think a lot of times we try to talk ourselves out of things. Imposter syndrome kicks in, all that, you know, that could never be me. I could never do that. And it's like, actually, that's the exact opposite. Anything you want to do, if you actually put in the time and the dedication and tried, you can accomplish. And I think that's very inspiring, especially if somebody's a little bit nervous or doesn't feel like they could ever do that. It's also, the slow steps. I mean, you started with 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, and worked your way up. It doesn't have to be your first day you're trying to run a marathon. It takes a lot of
Yeah.
time. And I think it's important to enjoy the process through it because it does take time.
And whatever you start, if it's a new thing, it's gonna be hard or it's gonna feel like unfamiliar. You're not gonna feel like super confident in what you do, but eventually it will, I don't know, the more you practice anything, the better you'll get at it. And
Yes.
something that, like a quote that I sort of live by and have always sort of reminded myself is that things never get easier, you just get stronger. I think that was like my senior year yearbook quote.
Oh.
I always remember that. But yeah, like literally, like I remember on one of my earlier runs this or of last year, on one of my earlier runs of last year, I felt so out of breath. I was like, oh my God, like I need to really get back into running. Like this is hard. Like I feel like I was starting from ground zero again. And I remember thinking, I can't wait to reach that time when running doesn't feel this hard for myself. So I kind of use that as like motivation because I want things to feel easier, But in the grand scheme, it's not getting easier. You're just getting better at it. getting stronger.
100%. To relate on that
Hopefully that makes
note,
sense.
oh no, 100%. I
I
no,
don't know.
I'm literally going off that because I'm like, you're so smart. That's exactly how I felt about trying to just re-enter the gym after having gone through surgery and taking so much time off. Like running, if you take a break from running, trying to get back to that, even though you might have ran 20 miles, if you take 8 weeks off, you're gonna feel hurt the first couple days back because your body's trying to reacclimate to the stress that you're putting on it and challenging it. I mean, exercise is a challenge. That's why we do it, for our health and wellness and our mental health as well. But I just remember feeling so uncomfortable. I was so embarrassed going back to the gym. I did not feel like I belonged. I just did not want to be there. I was so uncomfortable in my skin and just in that setting. But I told myself, I said, I know there will come a time where I will feel comfortable again in the gym, in my skin. I'll be able to feel strong again. But you have to push through however long that phase is to get over it. And then you'll feel like a million bucks, but you have to work through that. And I feel like that's part of the process, is going up and over that hill of discouragement, of everything's fighting against you, of overcoming that negative self-talk. And then on the other side, you're like, I did it. And it is,
It's so worth it.
it's
It's
the
so
best feeling. Yeah.
worth it. And you don't even remember really those days where you felt super embarrassed or like scared. Like it's a
No.
blip of time, and then now you're over the hump and you're just, oh, it's so freeing.
Yeah, wait, that's so true. You actually don't remember the hard times, which
You do, but it's not so like, it's
ingrained,
not
like, yeah,
so.
it's, I guess, not consuming you as much as it was
Yeah.
before. Whereas before, like, that's all I would think about. But now it's like, oh, I remember I had a hard time. I remember that was tough. But like, you don't remember how tough it was, because you're kind of like, yeah, happy.
Yeah,
Oh, that's
the
cool.
tough times help you appreciate
They do.
the good times.
100%. Well, that's amazing. I'm so inspired by you running a marathon. You got me excited. Runner girl era later on in this year.
I'm waiting. Let
Oh
me
my gosh.
know. Let me know.
Oh, I cannot wait. I'll be sending you pictures after all my runs. You'll be like, Brittany,
High
stop
five.
texting me. And I'll be like, daily run. You're like, go away. No. Okay, I love to end the podcast with asking you a question of what's one thing you tell your younger self. I love this question.
I think I would tell myself to just keep doing the things that you love. Pursue your passions. It will lead you to really great opportunities. Like if you had told me that I would be doing what I'm doing now, I probably wouldn't believe you. I mean, even like back then. I don't know. I think I would just don't worry so much about what's to come. Like those opportunities will present themselves. Work hard in what you do and have fun, but don't stress so much about what's next. Life will work out for you.
I
I
love
think,
that.
yeah. Just stay optimistic. Just give her a little pat on the back. Like everything will be okay. You're good. You're doing great. Yeah.
Oh, I need to hear that. I forget that quite often. Just
Yeah.
stop
No, me
worrying so
too.
much. Things will fall into place. That's a hard thing to remember a lot of times.
Especially with social media, I feel there's like this pressure to you have to be doing this at this age, or and if you're not there, then you're behind. But I've learned, and I always know now that everyone's timeline is different. And while some people are out having babies, getting married, I'm out here training for a marathon, and that's fine. That's just how life works sometimes.
Yeah, but
So.
nothing is wrong with that. I think I've definitely had to overcome that weird sense of the thing that we and always envision in our life to look like when we're young, and then we get to these ages. Like, I thought 25 was so old. I turned 25 and I'm like, I still don't know anything. And so I'm like,
Yeah.
actually, as I get older, I feel like I'm able to give myself that time and space to become who I want to be and realize I don't need to have a timeline. This is my own life. And I feel kind of silly. Maybe if you're younger, like, don't have such strict, like, things that you want at certain ages, because that might happen for you and that's absolutely fantastic. But also, it might not. Like, I just always was like, at this age, this would happen in this age. And then you grow up and you're like, what was I? Why did I think 25 was
Yeah.
old? Like 25 is
Well,
so young. Like, what are we
that's the same
talking
for
about?
me. I think that's just like
Yeah.
our parents' generation. Like my mom at 25, she already had one kid and was pregnant with another kid. So,
Yeah, true.
it was just such a different time. Yeah, I don't
I know. Well, and when you're a
know.
young teen, like anything over 18 is so old. Like, oh my gosh, you're
Yeah.
21. And it's like, I'm like 3 years older than you. Like, what are you doing? Stop calling me old. Or like you
Know. And
graduate
now
college and
I'm
you're like 22 or 23 and you're out of school. You're 22 and you're like, what am I supposed to do now? Just
I
graduated
know.
college. Still
Literally, and I'm
lost puppy.
26. 26, I don't know. I don't know
So
what I'm doing
young. You're
still.
so young, Chris. You've got
I'm
so many good things coming your way. Yeah.
excited. And you too? You too? Big
Yes.
things?
Big things.
Is that move coming soon? I'm sorry. Yeah, is that move coming
Yes.
soon, like
It's
this year?
coming in
Oh
May.
my gosh.
Oh my
Wow.
gosh. Yes,
That's so exciting. Congrats.
thank you very much. And see you soon, right?
No. No. I know exactly what you're talking about, but no, I can't because in all of February I'm gonna be traveling. I'll be out of the country. See ya. No,
My
but I'm really sad.
heart.
I'm really
I'm sad.
sad.
Where are you going? It's got to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. I'm so excited for you.
Very, very exciting. I'm traveling with my boyfriend and his family, actually. We're going to Asia.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
We're kind
well.
of we're gonna be bopping around, so I'm not exactly sure which
We're
countries, but we're literally
bopping.
bopping around.
I'm so excited. You have to vlog everything. I will be stalking you and being so excited to see everything, all of the food.
Yes, the
Oh,
food.
everything.
Oh, but I'm sad that I won't be at,
You know, wink, wink. You might get a hint
If you
of
know,
what
you
we're
know.
talking about. If you know, you know.
But I'm sure I'll see you in the future soon. If you oh, when you're in San Francisco,
Yeah, I will for
let me
sure.
know for real though.
I will. Oh, yay. Thank you so much for coming on. It means a lot that you took the time, especially on your birthday. You are
Of
an angel.
No,
And
it was so fun. Oh.
yeah, well, thanks. I hope you have a great morning. A great
Thank you.
birthday.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you because I feel like you make everyone around you feel so comfortable. Like it's just so easy to talk to you. Like this
You're
didn't really
so
feel like a podcast. It was just like a catch up. I'm sorry.
It's such a catch
I
up.
just have to let you know. I'm
You're
sure you
making me
get it all
tear
the
up.
time though.
No, that means so much. I thank you.
I
I'm
need some more
shy
of that,
now.
like for me, because no, I'm literally shy. That's why I can't really be like that.
I
So
don't
as
feel
like an
like I am that
introverted
way, so
gal.
I'm covering my face. You can't see me on Zoom right now, but I'm covering my face with my hand.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much again for coming on the podcast. It was so fun. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you on your socials.
You can find me on YouTube, Chris Huey. You search that. On Instagram and TikTok, I'm at San Francisco. And I mean, I think that's it. I have a Spotify too, which if you just search my name, Chris
Oh,
Huey, then
yeah.
it should pop up.
No,
Yeah, I
I'm.
have like quite a few like workout playlists or running playlists. I haven't updated it in a while, but I have some pretty good ones that I always fall back on. Just when I need a little boost. But again, I've been on my SoundCloud kick.
I'm so excited. I'm gonna use your running playlists.
Oh, if you like EDM, hip hop, that's kind of my vibe.
Oh,
EDM
yeah.
for sure.
For
Yeah,
running,
that's my top.
always you've got to have
Yeah.
the like festival music, so you're like
Yeah,
like just
exactly.
never
High
let.
BPM.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I might go run. There's only a foot of fresh snow that's happening right now, so I got it. I'm gonna
What?
put on my boots, Chris, after we stop recording, because the people probably listening to this podcast are gonna be like, Brittany, hang it up. But there is so much snow out my window. I'm gonna show you after this.
My God.
And
Wait, you just go running in boots,
I
though?
was joking. I
Oh my God, no. I was like, because
joking.
I know people like they literally do go run out in the snow, but they have like special shoes or they put like
Yeah.
spikes or something. I don't know.
You know, it would need to have spikes because it's straight ice. Like you can't even drive right now.
Wow.
It's bad. It's bad,
Oh
but
my
it's okay.
God.
It's fine. It's
God
fine.
damn.
I know.
I can't imagine. I can't
Yeah.
imagine.
Well, you guys, we're gonna end the podcast here and hang up and talk about K dramas because I have to talk about Crash Landing on You.
Wait, I've actually never watched a full K-drama before. But I love that you're so into it, and
I'm
I really need to get into it.
I don't
Singles
know what
Inferno, though.
happened. I am going to dabble. I'm definitely that's actually I'm gonna watch that tonight, so yeah. Oh, that's all for this week, you
Well,
guys.
thank you for it.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for coming on. We will talk to you all next week for some more fun and games. Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Make sure you come back next week for some more fun and games.
Bye, I love you. Fun and Games, family, bye. Make sure to call this.
Bye.